After a 35-28 win last week against Mount Vernon, North Posey is a perfect 1-0. Hello and welcome. You're listening to the North Posey Football Show. Waylon Cenk, the head coach, will join us in a moment. And I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. It's all brought to you by Orisky Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. All right, we'll take a step aside. Head coach Waylon Cenk. We'll talk about Mount Vernon and that game, but also rub the crystal ball and tell us what we need to know about tonight's bout against Princeton. All that and more right here on 97.7 FM, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere. Back here on the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Cenk. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. The Vikings are 1-0 after one game in the books. Coach, really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
And getting ready for tonight's game as well. But before we go forward, we go backward with a one-touchdown victory over Mount Vernon, 35-28. How'd you guys get it done?
Well, it was nerve-wracking. a lot of guys that we didn't know that would even play varsity Friday night that had to step up in some key moments. And it was just a gritty effort by a bunch of guys. So, proud of our kids. Wasn't the easiest thing. Mount Vernon's a much improved team. They were better than us up front, and it showed Friday night.
How do you win a football game when you are not the better team up front? I feel like so often coaches will tell me, hey, this game's going to be won in the trenches, and even still you guys found a way to get it done. What ended up being the difference overcoming that obstacle?
We took advantage of some of their mistakes that they made, especially on the special team side of play. We put a ton of time and effort into what we do in our special teams, and we see that as something that, you know, maybe a lot of teams don't do, and it's an advantage that we feel like we could take on Friday night. So we did put a lot of time in it. They made some mistakes in that area, and we were there to capitalize. And then, you know, when our guys needed to make plays up front, late in the game, we were down a score, and our guys played well enough up there to help punch a couple things in. And, you know, you just keep trying to make adjustments throughout the night and keep trying to, take advantage of what you're seeing on the field. And, you know, we were able to do that in the right moments, I think.
Vikings head coach Waylon Cenk here on WREF. It is the North Posey Football Show, getting ready for tonight's game as well. Week 2 pending for North Posey after a 35-28 victory against Mount Vernon a week ago today. And I'm Brad Klein. You know, Coach, we're going to get to personnel after this upcoming break, but I do want to ask you about the offense as a whole, because I remember before the season began you were telling me, hey, we're going to throw the ball a little bit more than we did last year. Looked like you guys were slinging it on Friday. Take me through the passing progressions and the offense and the scheme that led to this 35-28 win.
Well, honestly, you know, we started off really slow. We couldn't find much rhythm in the run game or the pass game. You know, I think Carter Schickel started 1-for-5 throwing. And we kind of expected that, being a young quarterback, his first start, a big atmosphere. It was packed on Friday night. So we knew coming out we needed to try to get him some easy completions to get him in rhythm, get him some confidence. Didn't really work out the way we had planned early. But as the game progressed, you saw him get more and more comfortable. And then about midway through the third quarter and into the fourth, I mean, he made every throw. Tight windows, deep balls, short balls, made good decisions with the football, took care of the football. So as he progressed, our offense kind of went. But at the same time, you know, we had a bunch of guys go down with cramps. There in the fourth quarter, we found ourselves down a touchdown with about 7 minutes to go. And, you know, our top tailback was out. Our top three receivers were on the sideline cramping. One of our linemen were cramping. And we had to go to a couple freshmen wide receivers who have proven themselves and earned the trust of our quarterback throughout the early season. And they made huge plays down the stretch when we needed them to. So it was definitely a group effort, and different guys stepped up when we needed them.
Again, you're listening to the North Posey Football Show on WREF Week 2, and we're getting ready for tonight's game as well after a 35-28 win against Mount Vernon. The Vikings are 1-0. You're listening to the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Schenck, and we'll take a step aside on this break. Don't go anywhere. We're wrapping up shop on the Mount Vernon game on the other side right here on WREF. Back here on the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. You know, coach, after the 35-28 win against Mount Vernon, I'd imagine that the vibes and the feels and the momentum pretty high going into tonight's game. And we'll talk about tonight's game in a moment. But you mentioned the idea of a lot of guys had to step up, cramping, and yeah, the heat has been a problem for everyone. To you, who was maybe, if you can drop some names for us so we can get a better idea, the biggest surprise as far as the guy who stepped up the most?
For us, it was Remy Johnson, a freshman wide receiver who we were kind of dead in the water a little bit, both offensively, defensively. We had a bunch of guys out. They had just drove down and went up, you know, 28-21 with about 7 minutes left in the game. And, you know, we didn't know who we were going to be able to put on the field, you know, to go down and score a tie, let alone score twice in 7 minutes to win the game. But, you know, Remy's a kid that has done, you know, amazing things in the preseason and has proven himself that he's a competitor and compete at this level. And, you know, you don't want to have to go to a freshman in big situations, let alone two. And Dylan Murphy was another one that those two guys kind of made the big plays down the stretch that we needed to get us close. And then, you know, fortunately for us, Ty Malk was there, and he's always been there when we need him. I talked about it in the preseason. He's the most conditioned athlete I've ever coached. And, you know, those two young receivers and Carter Schickel helped us lead, you know, drive the ball down the field. And it was Ty Malk on the back of Ty, just, you know, a gutsy performance by him. You know, we moved him to tailback as Jed Galvin was out. And, you know, Ty was able to pound it in for the two go-ahead scores there late. So, you know, a combination of a senior leader and a couple freshmen that are, you know, just kind of scratching the surface on what they can do, put us in a position to win the game. And, you know, when we needed it, Jed Galvin came back out. Jed went out with cramps the first play of the second half. And couldn't do hardly anything. And then with 4 minutes to go, he bounced back and went to safety and had a huge hit, caused a fumble that essentially just iced the game for us.
Now, of course, Jed Galvin, I mean, he's one of your more prominent players on either side of the ball. And I think a lot of people, when they hear, oh, well, Jed went out with some cramps for a non-negligible amount of time, they might think, well, that's why North Posey lost this game. Well, they ended up winning the game. And like you said, a lot of guys stepping up, some underclassmen that maybe people did not really have them on that radar going into this season, week one, after a 35-28 win against Mount Vernon. Now, Jed ended up coming back, like you said, and had some impact snaps in there, made that big hit, like you said. But what does that say about this team that without Jed Galvin for, like I said, a non-negligible amount of time, you guys were still able to find a way to win this game?
Yeah, but I think it bodes well for the future. I mean, it wasn't just Jed that was out, but, you know, Cade Beaker, who had a touchdown catch early in the game and a sack early in the game, missed the whole second half with cramps. Isaac Lewis, who's our best offensive lineman, who also plays D end, missed significant time with cramps. Gavin Myers, who's our big all-state D tackle and also plays that H-back, missed significant time cramping up. Dylan Murphy, the freshman receiver who also plays defensive back for us, locked up late and missed significant time. And, you know, we just kept throwing different bodies at them. And, you know, Mount Vernon's game plan was a good one. They went in and they were going to double team Jed. Anytime he lined up a receiver in anywhere we put him, they were going to take him away. And then when he was in the backfield, they were going to key on the run. And we expected that. But I think for our opponents going forward, they look at guys like Cade Beaker. They look at guys like Dylan Murphy and Remy Johnson and Carter Schickel, guys that really performed at a high level in real pressure situations. And hopefully they second guess themselves about, okay, if we're gonna take this approach and try to take Jed Galvin out of the game, we've got a bunch of guys who can hurt you. And, you know, Ty Malk's another one that they kind of forgot about. And, you know, I, again, going forward, I think this makes us a much better team because we had a bunch of unproven kids Friday night that proved themselves that opponents are going to have to worry about, not just Jeff Galvin.
Again, you're listening to the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. So that's who stepped up in the 35-28 win in week one against Mount Vernon. Question is, who's it going to be tonight in week two against Princeton? We'll find out after this upcoming break right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop here on WREF, it is the North Posey Football Show. Week 2 begins tonight against Princeton, and the Tigers coming in looking for their first win of the year. North Posey 1-0 after a 35-28 win against Mount Vernon last week. Waylon Schenck here on WREF to talk to us about it. All right, Coach, my question to you, what's the key to this game? How will this game be decided?
Well, for us, we we got to get better at what we do, and that's kind of been the focus all week of practice. I've been really pleased with how practice went. Our coaching staff had to make, you know, some adjustments really for us that we got exposed on against Mount Vernon. We feel like we've done a good job of cleaning that up, and our guys have really responded to what we're going to try to do and how we're going to try to attack going forward. But, you know, offensive line plays got to get better for sure. We've got to be able to establish the run to keep people, you know, balanced with our passing attack. But, you know, for us, like I said, just get better. Just get better than we were last week. Limit the mistakes. Eliminate some that we had made in the previous week. And, you know, play with some confidence. And I think that comes with the reps and, you know, a lot of new faces. Like I said last week, taking first-time varsity snaps. They'll settle in. I think those nerves will be handled a lot better early on, especially this week. And, you know, we just got to go out there and do what we do and execute at a high level. And I think if we do that, we'll come out just fine.
And that makes sense. Try to do what you do well and control the controllables. Then again, Princeton on the other side of the line of scrimmage, they're going to have a lot to throw your way. When you watch the tape from their first game, the loss against Forest Park, what sticks out to you?
They're athletes. And they got some kids who can just flat out fly. The Pope kid is one of the faster kids in the state. I watched him run track. You know, he burned us last year on a long little screen pass. So we know what he can do if they get the ball in his hands. Hardeman is as good as a back. As we've seen, you know, we've had several scrimmages this summer. You know, week one with Mount Vernon, the Hardeman kid is a really good tailback. The Curry kid's another kid outside that just gives you matchup problems because he's fast, he's athletic. You know, we're going to have our hands full containing their athletes. If we can do that, we're going to have a lot of success. But if their athletes get free in space, we're going to have some problems tonight.
Won the game 34-7 last year. Do you take anything away from that tape from last year, or are you just burying that and focusing on what they put out against Forest Park and what you put out against Mount Vernon?
You know, last year was probably the most miserable football game I've ever been a part of because it was so hot. And as warm as it's been this week, it's nothing compared to what we were dealing with last year. So we kind of threw that tape out the window and really don't ever want to watch that thing again. But, no, we focus on, and I think a lot of coaches around the area are going to tell you this, that, yeah, you got to prepare for the next opponent. But, man, there's so many things after you get a week one game in that you're trying to fix internally. You know, you probably spend 80% of the time on yourself trying to figure out what we did wrong, what we got to adjust, and then come up with a solid game plan at the same time. So for us, this week of practice has been more focused on us and less on our opponent. But at the same time, you know, just being aware of their formation and what they're trying to do to get their guys in space. You know, if we do what we do well and we fix our mistakes, that should take care of, you know, the game plan portion of it.
Head coach Waylon Schenck for North Posey trying to go 2-0 beginning tonight against Princeton after a 35-28 win last week against Mount Vernon. We're expecting the Vikings to be the best hydrated team in this game after last week and the cramping. Coach, I really appreciate the time. Good luck, and we're pulling for you. But first and foremost, congratulations on last week, and go get another one.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
You got it. We take a step aside. You've been listening to the North Posey Football Show on WREF.